Dalad Adar Sheni, Monday the 11th of March, Rabbi Sheikh Haitovsky. More on Megillas Esther.
Amen.
In the end of the first perek of Megillah, Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Godol Talmid Torah Yosef Matzolos Nefoshos. I'm going to prove to you that Torah is more important than to save lives. The Mikora Choshev Lein Mordechai Baser Dalet. In the beginning, they reckoned Mordechai after four Talmidei Chachamim. And after the whole Maisa that he saved Klal Yisrael, he's mentioned after five Talmidei Chachamim, which means he went down to Madrega. He was number five, and now he became number six. Nikar k'siv yasher bo'im zubavol Yeshua Nechemya Shayaralya Mordechai Balson. And then in the end, that's the Gemara. Now, first, it's very important to understand. You look at such a Gemara, and you would think that, you know, if I'm learning, and I see someone's drowning, I continue learning, because Torah is more important than Atzos Nefashos. That is not what the Gemara means. There's no question that if a Shaila of Hatzolos Nefashos comes about, you must stop learning and save that person. But this is a hashkofa. Sometimes a person was zocha to save someone's lives. He walks around, wow, what I did today. I saved someone's life, he's in the papers. And a reporter comes, he saved five people. I don't see him do the same thing when he spent a good Seder and learned 2 hours without stopping in the middle. That he goes around, wow, I learned 2 hours. And this is the problem. The problem, people think that it's more chashuv to save lives than to learn. What are you learning? Well, what does that do? It doesn't do anything. And we don't understand that, no, the most important Talmud Torah K'neged Kulam, the most beloved thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is learning. And therefore you should feel like a prince on top of the world that I was able to learn for 2 hours or whatever it is. That is the most beautiful thing in the world. There's no question, if Atzolos Nefashos comes, you have to save. But, and not only that, the Vilna Gaon says something unbelievable. He says that every word of Torah, since Talmud Torah K'neged Kulam, so every Torah that you learn is 613 mitzvahs. When you save a person's life, you did a mitzvah. How many mitzvahs is that? One mitzvah, God sells the fudges. And every Torah that you learn, every word of Torah is the K'neged Kula. So in number wise, it is unbelievable. But I have a different question. This is a side point what I mentioned until now. Right now we have a more important question, and I've not seen anyone ask this question. So the Gemara says here that I prove that Talmud Torah is more important than Atzolos Nefashos, because Mordechai beforehand was number five, and after the mice of the Megillah was number six. That means, at the time of the Megillah, there were four people greater than Mordechai in the generation, in Torah. Why did Hashem cause that Mordechai should be the hero to save Klal Yisrael? Usually, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Gadol Ador, and he took out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Matizio was the Gadol HaDor, and he had the Ness of Chanukah. So we'll come in the generation. Okay, we'll pick number 5 to save Klal Yisrael. What's going on over here? We should take the Gadol HaDor. The number 1 should save Klal Yisrael. Why was Mordechai picked to save Klal Yisrael when the Gemara says clearly that he was only number 5? So the Gemara beforehand brings down Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Abira, that there was a man in Shushan Abira, Usmoy Mordechai Ben Yoyer Ben Shimi Ben Kish Ish Yemini. And the Gemara says, what is Ben Yoyer? Sheheir Einayim Sheyso B'Tfilosoy. That Mordechai enlightened the eyes of Klal Yisrael with his tefillah. Ben Shimi, Sheshoma Kel Tfilosai, Hashem heard his tefillah. Ben Kish, Shehikish Aldal Se Rachamim B'Tfilosai, his tefillah pierced the doors of mercy. So the Vilna Gaon says, that's nice poetry. Maybe I should have given 10 names, and each name should be something else in regard to tefillah. What is the remez that the Torah wants to tell you? Because I understand we're bringing Mordechai, Ben Yor, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. What's the purpose of this? And they darshan each thing in regard to davening in some way. Says the Vilna Gaon, that there are 4 senses in a body. You have a sense of smell. You have a sense of sight. You have hearing. And you have talking. So you could talk, you could see, you could smell, you could hear. 3 of the senses can be used for Torah. You could look at Torah, you could hear Torah, you could talk Torah. Smelling, I don't know, does smelling has nothing in Torah? Smelling has no function in Torah. So what ruchnius is smelling? Says the Vilna Gaon, by the karbonos, reach nichoyach l'Hashem. It was a reach nichoyach. It had a smell. Bizman hazeh, that there's no Beis HaMikdash and we don't have karbonos, says the Vilna Gaon, it's tefillah. We know that, as the Rabbeinu Yonah says, today we don't have the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's avodah shebelev b'zu tefillah. Says the Vilna Gaon that the Megillah wanted to let you know that in all the senses that can be used for Torah, Mordechai was special in regard to tefillah. Eyesight, Ben Yoyer, Sheheir Einayim Sheyso B'Tfilosai, that he enlightened the eyes of Klal Yisrael over the Tfilosai. Hearing, Ben Shimi, Sheshoma Kel Tfilosai. Talking, Sheikish Al Dal Se Rachman B'Tfilosai. He pierced the walls of mercy with his tefillah. Then in the 3 areas of senses that are used for Torah, he was Sholem in those regards in regard to tefillah. The Gemara says, Mordechai min HaTorah minayin. Where is there a remez of Mordechai in the Torah? So we had in Kisisa, one of the besamim was Mor Dror, and the Targum says, Mer Yedachia. That's the remez of Mordechai. What is the connotation of that? The answer is, Mordechai was exceptional in the inyan of tefillah. He was special in regard to tefillah. And because he was in special in regard to tefillah, which was reach nichayach, which today is tefillah, so now we see that Chazal were darshaning all these names, that in all his senses, he was special in regard to tefillah. You know, there's another Gemara. The Gemara says, why in the time of Mordechai, when Mordechai heard the Gzeira, he tore his clothes and he screamed out a Zaoka Gedoyla, tremendous scream. Says Chazal, this was a tikkun. And all Klai Yisrael screamed. It was a tikkun because in the time of Yaakov Avinu, Rivka sent him to steal the brachos from Esav. Esav comes back and Yitzchak says, who are you? What do you mean? I'm Esav. I'm coming to get my bracha. Bracha? I just gave it away to someone else. What? He tricked me twice? What? What do you mean tricked you twice? Yeah, he bought the b'chayra. God bracha, so he deserves it. Esav hears that not only did Yaakov get the brachas, but his father was not mevatel the bracha that he gave Yaakov. It's just it's a mekach tos. It's a mistake. It's not a mistake. You fool. You sold the bechayra to Yaakov. God baruch, he ain't deserves the bracha. When Esav hears that Yaakov deserves the bracha, vayizak za'oka gedoyla, he screamed out as za'oka gedoyla. Says the Gemara. So over here, by the time of the Megillah, we know that Haman was from the Zera. His ancestor was Esav. So he caused a Zaka Gedailah to us. I don't understand. Yaakov did something wrong? He was sent by Rivka's mother. She was a Neviah. You must steal the brachas. And not only that, Yitzchak was masking, he said, God baruch tia, it's correct, because you stupid fool, you sold him the b'chayra. You don't deserve the bracha. Just the opposite. If I would have given you the bracha, it would have been a mekach tos. So Esav is screaming. You cry, baby, you. Scream from today till tomorrow. Big deal. You idiot. You don't deserve it. Many, many years ago, the famous Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Atzal, brought out this chazal. And he said, Bein Adam L'Chavera is fire! And fire burns. Makes no difference, right or wrong. Through you, there was anguish and sorrow. Because Esav, in his twisted mind, he feels that you wronged him. And he has anguish. Bein Adam L'Chavera is fire, and fire burns. So we had to be metakin that. And that's why we had to have the tzaaka gedoyla. Do you know what this means? It means that the whole avodah of Purim was tefillah. The tzaaka gedayla of tvila was necessary here. Everything that was done in Purim had to have tzaaka gedayla in order to offset the anguish that Esav had. And that is why Mordechai was picked. As we said before, Mordechai was only fifth in the generation in regard to Torah. That's correct. But he was number one in the generation in regard to Tefillah. And Hashem knew that he would be Ma'irer, all Klai Yisrael, with his Tefillah. You have a Baal Tefillah. What is the function of a Baal Tefillah? Now, a lot of people will want to sell a lot of tickets, so it should be very beautiful. But what is the function of the Baal Tefillah himself? Just to give a good concert? Or to be Ma'irer the Mispalalim? So many people daven, and they like to make something beautiful, nice, but do they have in mind that my interest, my sole interest, is to be'ayir the tzibur, that they should have a better davening? This is what Mordechai was picked. That Mordechai was number one in the generation in regard to tefillah. And he would be Ma'ira Klai Yisrael with his tefillah. And that is exactly what Chazal meant with all the drushes of Ben Yor, Ben Shimi, and Ben Kish. See, we look in the Megillah and we see something very strange. You know, already on the second day of Pesach, Haman was hanging from the gallows. And then it's brought down that Mordechai sent the second Igeres, that the Jews are able to defend themselves against their enemies. Do you know what date that was? It was the 27th day of Sivan. That's a long time. That's over 2 months later. What took so long? Klai Yisrael screaming and dying. Go crazy. And Mordechai's fiddling his thumbs, you know, he's waiting till the 27th day of Sivan. I mean, they went to the king, and the king says, write whatever you want. Now, how slow could the printing press be? How slow could it be? So the Vilna Gaon says, there's two pshat that he gives. One pshat is a very interesting pshat. One pshat he gives, that, you know, if you look at the second Igeris, it really makes no sense. Because he says that he gives permission to the Jews, Lahashmid, Larug, Shlalom, Lavois. What? The Jews should be missionaries and be Meshamid, they're going to be Jews? And Shlalom, Lavois, and to take their money? The answer is that Mordechai, because he wanted to make void the first Igeris, the first reports that Haman sent. The king says, you cannot mevatel what was sent already. Therefore, it'd be a problem. They have the first Igeris, the second Igeris, you know, why should I believe the second one? I'll believe the first one. The answer is, what he did was, he waited till the first people, the runners, who would take the mail and deliver it to all the 127 Medinos, he waited till the same guys came back, and sent the same people, that if they see the same people, they should explain that it was a printing mistake. You know, sometimes you have a wedding, a bar mitzvah, and you send an invitation, and there's a printing mistake. So you have to send it again and put like a little piece of paper on that to fix the mistake. Mordechai sent the same people to let people know that, you know, the first Igeres is beautiful was a printing mistake. You know, it says, Goyim killed Jews. It was a little mistake. You just have to take Goy, put here, and put Jew here. The same Igeres, just there were two words, that was a mistake. You know, it happens. Printing mistake. So not Goyim killed Jews, it's Jew killed Goyim. That's all. So he left Lahashbin, the Shlolam, the Vais. They had no interest to take anyone's money and not to do Shmad. All it is that in order that they should understand there was a printing mistake. So therefore he says that he had to wait the 70 days in order till the first guys came back and they sent him again. And that's why the Pasuk says that they went to Vuhal. Now he had Rachmanis on them. Haman had no Rachmanis and they were runners and they had to run with their feet. The second time around he gave them chariots. Because Rachmanis on them, they're running for 70 days. So he had Rachmanis on them, and he gave them chariots. But it says, Mevuholim. Why would Mevuholim? He wanted a vacation. I just ran for 70 days. Give me a week vacation before you send me out. No, like, you know, it's people. Like they have, you know, sometimes they run, and a baton, and they give it over, and the people keep on going. And he's coming to the finish line, and he's hoping he's going to have a two-week vacation, and all of a sudden, Mordechai gives him the second, and goes, go again, just get on the chariot and go. So they're Mevuholim, because what's going on? Why didn't you give me any vacation? That's the first shot that the Gros says. But what is more important is the second pshat. The second pshat he gives is that they wanted 70 days of tefillah. It's exactly 70 days from the first Igeres to the second Igeres. It was 70 days. In order that they should daven and cry for 70 days to offset the 70 years of Golus that they had between the first and second base of Migdash. Hashem wanted Tvila. So Mordechai knew that there's an Indian of having 70 days each day for a year to offset the 70 years of Golus. So Bemis two Pshatim could be together because he wanted to wait till the first guys came back. And it took 70 days, says the girl. Why? Because Hashem wanted 70 days of tefillah. Also in the Megillah, very interesting. When Haman took Mordechai around after Ahasuerus wants to reward Mordechai for saving his life, and Haman comes in, and Haman says that a man that the king wants to honor should take him around in the kingly clothes. So Ahasuerus says, do it to Mordechai. After Mordechai went around, so it says that Mordechai shavul shara melech. Haman went b'mzoyin as his daughter threw all the garbage on him. But Mordechai went al shara melech. What he went al shara melech, says the Groth, to keep on davening. He did not want to stop davening for 1 second. It's unbelievable. When Esther saw that Mordechai tore his clothes and he was in the middle of the street and they told her, she got nervous, what's going on? It says she sent out clothes. Why did she send out clothes? What, she thought that Mordechai is a pauper? He has no clothes anymore? No. Because Esther wanted to know what's going on. And you cannot go in the castle with torn clothes. So she sent clothes to Mordechai. Take off your tattered, torn clothes, put these on, come in for a second, tell me what's going on, and then go back. For low key bill, Mordechai did not want to stop davening for 1 second. So therefore she had no Eitzah but to send the Asoch, who was the Neil, to find out what's going on. So we see that Mordechai was completely engrossed in Tefillah and he did not want to stop davening for 1 second. That was the Avodah at that time. And this is something for all of us to know. We come to Purim and we wonder, what's the Avodah? This is the Avodah of Purim. To daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, we all know miracles. And we don't realize every one of us has miracles every day. But we overlook them, we don't notice them. Hashem says, the more you daven, the more you put Hashem in your life, you'll start noticing more and more Nisim Nistorim. All the story of Purim was full, those who have heard the Shiurim in the past, see more and more all the Nisim Nistorim of the Megillah. And know that this is the lesson for us, as the Gemara says, that the Chag of Purim will never evaporate in all time. Why? Because this, whatever situation we are in, Golos, but Hashem is with us, and He constantly, b'chol eis u'b'chol rega, He is doing nisim nistarim for us. And this is what we have to remember. We daven, the more we put effort into davening, like many people come to me, how can I put Hashem in my life more and more? There's nothing better than doing the skula. I tell many bocharim, you want to be zoicha to see more and more siyata d'shmaya. For 5 minutes after every davening, think or say to yourself, Adonai hu Elohim, Einoi Mavadoi. We do this, we say this in Ne'ilah 7 times. But the Rav Chaim Volozhin brings us down. This is a school, he says, that for sure will protect you in all inyonim. Hashem bu elekim ain oid movadoi. So I tell boys, 5 minutes after every tefillah, think or say Hashem bu elekim ain oid movadoi. And this is the way to put Hashem more and more in your life. So here we see that this was the Avodah of Purim. Mordechai was picked because that was the Avodah of Purim, the eating of Harbib Tefillah, and that brought the Yeshua. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbroch, we shall all be Zoicha to strengthen our davening, and without any doubt, that will bring the Yeshua. B'Mibiyas Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Meherav Yameinu Amen.